Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'd like to say good morning to Lizzie and Mar. You're all here. One big happy family.
Good morning.
Good morning. I can't beat that voice. I can't even talk over it. It's so deep and loud.
Happy Easter.
Same to you.
How was your week, Mar?
My week was actually pretty smooth.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's what we like to hear.
Definitely.
So it is a great weekend. We're celebrating Passover, and we're also celebrating Easter weekend.
I saw that. That was crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? It doesn't usually happen like that. So then also, too, we're celebrating Earth Day. So if you are in Central Florida and you're close by in the Orlando, Seminole County, Orange County area, and you'd like to meet me in person and have personal help with your landscape, your garden area, you can come and see me today. I'm going to be at the Lowe's in Sanford. And we're celebrating Earth Day with the city of Sanford and going over water conservation and also all kinds of tips to help you have a earth-friendly environment at your home. So I will be there from 9:30 till noon today at Lowe's. Come and see me. Bring me your pictures. Bring me your weeds. And I will help you with your landscape.
Did you just tell people to bring you weed?
Yeah, if they want to, so I can identify them. That's the best way to identify them.
Maybe you should be more specific.
Oh, that's true, Mar. Nothing medical.
Legal.
That's the word we want to do. It's springtime, and gardeners love to plant buy plants in the springtime. So we'll be also talking with Carol Hoffman of the Lake County Master Gardener Program, and she has a great event coming up. And then also, too, we have Sharon Fisher coming on today, and she's going to be talking about the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, which is going to be next week. So we're looking forward to that. And so, Lizzie, Amar, have you ever seen in springtime where we have, you see crosses on top of pine trees?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
I actually have not.
You will now.
You will now.
Trust me.
Right 1 to 2 weeks before Easter, pine trees start to develop more branches. And on top of these branches, they produce little candles. And it's like little beige or blonde leaves coming up. And then they come up from the tallest shoots. And then the side buds start to emerge. And it looks like a cross. And it does it in the springtime, usually around Easter. And it's only a coincidence. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a projection out there.
I'm like, it's a projection.
But in the warmer climates, you'll start to see the pine trees have candles at the time of year. So when you're out driving around, you know, you want to look and check out all of the pine trees in the area as you're driving down the road. I'd love to see it. Now, this week, we're going to start to have rain. Nothing's going to interfere with any of the holiday events. It's going to be all rain in the afternoon. But I get to tell you just another time that if we get enough rain, then you don't need to turn your irrigation system on. So that's the important part. This is, you know, Water Conservation Month. And just be aware that if you get an inch of water a week, there's no reason for your irrigation system to come on. And if your irrigation system does come on and we've had enough rain, then you need to fix your irrigation system.
Very true. Very true.
So we want to protect those precious resources. And so that is going to be a lot of, you know, Earth Day, Florida has a lot of water, but we also have a finite amount of potable water. And so, you know, it's going to get more expensive to have water. So we want to make sure we just be very conservative with it. And that's going to be really a benefit to Florida. Also, too, if you are wanting to call and ask a garden question, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, and we will take your gardening questions, or you can text Mar and Lizzie at 23680. So we have Carol with us, Carol Hoffman. She's the leader of the Lake County Master Gardener Propagation Team. She joins we have her, yeah.
We're working on that.
Oh, okay, great. So she has an event coming up that you really want to go to. Again, this is a time of the year to buy plants, and we have lots of lovely plants that are for sale at special events coming up. And like the Lake County Master Gardener plant sale. Carol's with us, and thank you so much for calling in this morning, Carol. Good morning, Carol.
This is Sharon.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Sharon. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Well, we have two interviews, so that's just quite all right. That's fine.
That's life.
It is life. Yeah. Okay, so Sharon, we're going to be talking to you about the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. And,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so tell us about your role. How do you volunteer for the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival?
When it is set up, I mean, we have an area in the festival. It's arts and crafts and different things. And then the foliage is, pardon me, has always been a major part of the festival. So it's just a matter of, you know, you volunteer to get into that group. And I've worked as chairman and I've worked as assistant chairman. And we have anywhere, sometimes we've had up to 22 vendors that bring in their items that they raise and put them out on the market for you and I to buy.
That's wonderful. And so you talk about the art and the foliage. So where is the festival held?
It is held in Kitland Nelson Park on Park Avenue. If you're coming into Apopka, you turn on Park Avenue right off of 441 and just go down about two blocks. And the park is on, if you're coming that way, it's on the right. You can't miss it.
Okay. Is there any cost for this?
No, ma'am. It is free to the public. It is our, we are co-sponsor, well, the City of Apopka are co-sponsors with us on this, and we put it out to the public. And then money that is raised from the vendors that are there and from the foliage and from the conservation area goes back into different funds that the Women's Club does. They give to many, many different organizations and have for over the years. So
that's wonderful. This is going to be your 60th year, right?
Yes, ma'am. It sure is.
That's wonderful. So now any tips on what they need to bring?
As far as bringing, just really bring yourself. There's food, there's entertainment. And as you well know, in the foliage area, we have the plant doctors because you have also participated in that, for which we're very thankful. And they answer your question. If you've got a plant that just doesn't seem to be thriving and you don't know what you're doing, you can bring it.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I certainly appreciate it. We're going to see everybody at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival next week. We'll be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
More than 56,000 distracted driving crashes happened last year in Florida. And sadly, more than 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving puts everyone on the road in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and also a horticulturist, so I can help you with your landscape questions, anything that you have regarding gardening, fruit trees, vegetables, also flowers, and even insect issues. And you can text us at 23680, or you can call in at 1-888-455-2967. And I got a great question from Todd Wessling in Tallahassee. And Todd and his wife, they planted 4 plum trees in December. So the varieties are Bruce plum trees, Segundo plum trees, and then also Chickasaw plum trees. Now, these are all different varieties of plums, and the Chickasaw plum is a native plum for Florida. So he's saying that they flowered all at different times, and the Segundo is the only one that set fruit, and the green plums are an inch across right now, so that's really good. He said, do I also need to get a Methley plum tree so that Bruce sets fruit, and or is he just needing to let the trees mature? And so he wants to make sure that there's no overlapping for the blooming, or that there was not overlapping for the blooming and getting cross-pollination. So that's a really good question. Do you need to have another variety of fruit trees for cross-pollinating plums? Now, some plums are self-pollinating, and others do need a cross. So the Bruce and Segundo plum trees, they can pollinate with any other plum trees. They don't need a specific variety. So that's good news. The Methley plum, though, is a cross-pollinating plum tree for the Segundo, but Methley plums are no longer recommended for Florida because they produce small fruit, they get some disease issues, and it's just not a good fruit tree for Florida. So, the success I like to use is the Gulf variety of plums. And the Gulf variety will be one that can cross-pollinate with the Bruce and the Segundo. So, Todd, that's a really good question. Also, he asked one more question, which you can do. You can ask as many questions as you like. One side of our house gets no more than 2 hours of sun a day. That's probably a zero lot line house, where you only have like the 10 to 12 feet in between you know, houses in a small HOA community or a large HOA community, but there's zero lot lines. He said the grass doesn't grow along the foundation and the ground keeps washing out. Is there a vine or low growing ground cover that will grow in very little light that he can plant on the side of the house? He says, sometimes I see a ground cover planted under a large live oak, and I wonder if something like this is a good choice. And then he was very good about giving me specifics. He said the soil is pretty sandy in this area. So this is a great question. One, I know what zone he's from. He's from North Florida. That's zone 8. He tells me about the sunlight conditions that he has. And then he also tells me about the soil conditions. So that helps me give him a really good answer that he's going to need. And so the foundation plants, we don't necessarily recommend having plants 1 to 2 feet close to the house. You want to put them outside the eave of the house so that they get natural rainfall. That's a really good decision. And then also, too, the foundation stays dry. So you don't want to have really close plants or plants really close to your foundation. But the other thing that he mentioned is he saw the ground cover underneath a live oak tree. Well, that's going to be the Asiatic jasmine that's very popular and comes in all sorts of different colors. It comes in a variety called Snow in Summer, which is pink and green and beige.
Ooh.
Flowers. It's really pretty. And then there's one that's called Salsa or Summer Salsa, Summer Sunset. And then that's orange and red and green leaves. And so that's really good. And then there's also the green ones. And then there's also one that has a little bit of slight burgundy color.
Okay.
But these plants are not easy to walk through. You can kind of trip on them. So putting them down the pathway, putting them down the middle of the house or between the two houses, I just don't think it's a good design recommendation. So if you want to put plants, what I would suggest is putting a pathway either with mulch, with stepping stones, larger stones, pebble rock. Create a pathway down the center of your house, between the two houses, and then put plants on the outside, maybe spacing them sporadically, you know, where you have a grouping here and a grouping over there. And you can use, with that much sunlight, you can use African irises, you can use ajuga, you can use peace lilies, plants that can take full shade. So that's a really easy way to do it. And that way your foundation stays dry. And then you have a nice walkway going down the center. So, Mar, we have a call. Sharon's back on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you.
Hey, how are you, Teresa?
I am good. So thank you for calling back.
Yeah, I don't know. Something happened and the whole thing went dead. So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I know you break for commercial and go to someplace else, but it just went dead.
So. Well, we have to blame Lizzie on that one.
I'll take the blame. I apologize, especially since I'm from Lake County. I really apologize.
So
it's okay. It's Saturday morning.
It is. Thank you for calling back. So what is this? We're talking about the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival with Sharon before the break, and she got disconnected. We're sorry. And so give us the dates and times that the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, which is attended by tens of thousands of people.
Exactly.
What time of the day does it occur and what date?
It's April 23rd and 24th. And on Saturday the 23rd, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and they're open till 5. And on Sunday, we're open 10 to 4.
Okay. And what are some of the activities people who come can attend and do?
We have a chairman that is in charge of the entertainment area, and there's continuous entertainment starting at like 9. Well, opening ceremony is at 9:30 in the morning with the mayor and other dignitaries that the mayor invites. And then we go into at 10 o'clock starting with we have a disc jockey that is there, plus the entertainment. We have, you know, the kids from different schools come in and do a dance program, and then there's singers, there's bands.
And you also have a crazy hat contest, don't you?
Well, we have had that in the past, and this year they opted not to do it. We have some on display. In fact, they took a display of them, and they are on display along with our other artifacts from festivals in the past at the museum in Apopka.
That's wonderful. Now, for children, will there be activities for the children?
Yes, ma'am. Home Depot comes in, and they set up their tents, and they have different kits that they bring in that the kids can make. They make bug boxes, and they make tool kits and that type of thing. Plus, there's food that's available all around the clock from morning to the end of the day. There is a large area for kids as far as a playground to keep them occupied.
That sounds wonderful. So what kind of plants will people be able to take home? Because Apopka is the foliage capital of the world.
Yes, they are. There's fern, excuse me, there's fern. Echo Fruits has a variety of different fruits that are grown throughout the area. There's bromeliads. There, Palmaria is one of the big sellers.
Mm-hmm.
But tea, there's a TNT nursery who has bromeliads and beautiful plants, which bromeliads are one of my favorite because I think they're easy to grow and take care of.
They are.
We have roses. And then we also have what they call the flora plants. It's like if you have a container and they put that moss grass on the outside and then the plant is grown on the inside of the pot.
Right. Oh, yes.
Really different, you know.
It is. And you also, you're going to be able to get orchids and fruit trees and all sorts of beautiful bonsai.
Exactly. And they also have for the kids to buy as a gift for mom, since Mom's Day is coming up, the small Venus fly traps, which, you know, intrigues a small child for sure.
Oh,
and
of course.
A big child.
That would be nice. Mom, we bought you something that's going to capture the flies.
Exactly.
That will be very cute. So now what should people, how will they, is there any tips that you can give on how to bring the plants home?
Yes. Well, they're usually most of the plants that you buy, they have containers or they have bags that they put certain ones in, or they have, you know, a carrying thing. And we also have what we call the babysitting service. If you buy a go first thing in the morning and want to buy a hanging basket and you don't want to walk around all day carrying it for a nominal fee, we have a group of the ladies that work in the babysitting service, and they will take care of your plant until you're ready to go home.
That's wonderful. I love that. And so there is also the plant doctor booth, and I will be there. And we're asking people to come by, and they can bring their questions. And
we have you all right up front.
Excellent.
So they can stop. Yes. You've been in that chair before. When they come into the foliage area, we have the plant doctors right there on the right-hand side.
Okay, that's wonderful. So Sharon, give the information again, what day and time, and what's the location?
It's at the Kitland Nelson Park on Park Avenue. It's April 23rd and 24th, which is next Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, we are there from 9 to 5, and on Sunday, we're there from 10 to 4.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sharon, for calling back. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you on the 23rd and 24th. Thank you so much.
So much. Have a nice day.
You too, hon. Thank you. We're going to be right back with more questions and texts. We've got Mark in Winter Garden. We've got Crepe Myrtle questions. And we have someone from Melbourne having a question. So we're looking forward to that. So we're coming to you live from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Oh,
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have a lot of questions coming up. If you'd like to have your questions answered, you can give me a phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if you give me what city you live in, that's going to help out quite a bit. That will let me know what zone you're living in. So let's go to Mark in Winter Garden. Good morning, Mark. Oh, listen, I'm talking to him like... I am talking to him like he's right here.
You act like you don't have a thousand things to do.
I know. And so what's funny is I can see Mark going, well, Teresa.
That's good stuff. You got people talking to themselves out there.
Exactly. So Mark's text says that he has an area in his backyard that gets just a few hours of sunshine every day. His soil's okay, but there's some clay about a foot below the surface. He said, what perennials would do good in this area? It's an area where we sit and want to have a nice view, and he listens every week and enjoys the show. Well, thank you so much, Mark. I certainly appreciate that. And so, good question. I would like to see that you kind of break up that clay a little bit by adding some more organic material and making sure that that area doesn't get a lot of water. So, because that clay is going to, during the summertime, kind of make it hard pan. And so it may not grow, the water may not perk as much as possible. So adding some more organic material to that area will help. But what kind of perennials? Well, you can plant plumbagos. You can plant ajuga in the shaded area there. You can also plant peace lilies and white candles. Whitfieldia elongata is a beautiful plant that you can plant that blooms lovely in the shade and does wonderful in a little bit moist soils. And then also, too, you can plant gardenias. And so those would be some really nice choices. You're looking for plants, when you look at the label, you're looking for plants that can handle moisture. So in moist soils, it should say that on the labels. Or you can ask the nursery, show me some plants that will do good in moist soils for the shade, and they will be able to help you. So those are really good questions. Plumbagos, daylilies will do nicely, the Whitfieldia elongata, gardenias, and then also, too, some of the prettiest bromeliads will handle that area, too, as well, and that'll give you lots of bright color. All right, so then my next text says, I have a white film mildew on my crepe myrtle. What causes this and how can I remove? All right, this is very important. So when you're planting crepe myrtles, you always want to make sure that they are in full sun and that there's good air circulation. So my thought is that it's somewhere beneath a tree or near walls of a house. It's somewhere where it's not getting full sun. And so that means that it's always going to get powdery mildew in that area because that powdery mildew is a fungus. So you want to increase the air circulation. So if it's small, go ahead and move it now and move it to a sunnier location that has good airflow around it. Now, you can also then spray for powdery mildew, and you can use a fungicide, but I'm just going to tell you it's better to move it and make sure that it's getting good air circulation and full sun. Now, the other thing is that it could be a variety that is susceptible to powdery mildew. So you'll want to look on the labels and use crepe myrtles that don't get powdery mildew. And you can do that by, you can run up to the University of Florida's website and put in crepe myrtles. And I will, you know, you can see which ones are more resistant to the powdery mildew. You can also send me an email, and that's teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can say, Teresa, can you give me that list of crepe myrtles that are resistant to powdery mildew? And I will send them to you, I promise. All right? The next question is Melbourne, Florida. Heavy rain and wind a few weeks ago knocked off all the blossoms on my mature mango tree. Will a potassium spray possibly make it bloom again this year, or is it lost cause? Last year, Mar, they had over 250 mangoes on their tree.
Really? What?
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? So Mango's blooming season is between December and April, so I don't know if you're going to get another bloom. In fact, you probably won't get another bloom, but you still may have some flowers up there that may develop that you just don't see. So I would keep looking up and seeing those mangoes and see if you do have some, but you'll have to wait till next year. Let's go real quick to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to give you a quick bird update.
Okay.
The goldfinches left Wednesday, but I still have marlins and hummingbirds. The hummingbirds won't leave till October.
Oh, wonderful.
The marlins leave on July 4th. Martins, what? I mean, not marlins. I didn't cross my T.
There you go.
Anyway, and we have chickadees and titmouse.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I would love to see a chickadee.
They are so beautiful.
I know. I know.
And the lady who called, I hope she's listening, who had bluebirds, if she has a box, if she'll clean out the box after the babies, you know, can fly, bluebirds will lay up to 3 clutches a year in the same box.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the boxes need to face, the holes need to face north or east to keep them cooler than if they were facing south or west.
Oh, that's really great advice, Beverly. I really thank you so much. Well, if you get your bird pictures, send them to me, okay? I would love to see them. I will bird watch vicariously through you.
Okay.
Me too.
Another quick second.
Yes.
Okay, you know the picture I sent you of that big dwarf holly?
Yes.
Well, somehow hundreds of birds last week came. They weren't all the same kind of birds, but they were like this huge flock of birds, and they'd fly over and grab a bunch of holly berries and fly back. And they did that 3 or 4 times in the morning, 3 or 4 times in the evening for almost a whole week. And all the berries on the top of the tree are gone. And in some places they've denuded the whole branch. I guess the branches on the lower branches are probably not as strong, but I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so cool. And that's you have a bird sanctuary where you live.
Yeah, well, and I also have a whole 2 sides of my house that's nothing but glass.
Oh, how wonderful. That sounds so beautiful. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Send me lots of pics.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can call me with your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Jerry from Citrus is on the line. We're going to take your call next, and you can send me text messages at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Times have changed, and so have the needs of nursing center residents. These needs are far more complex than when staffing requirements were last updated decades ago. Loved ones in nursing centers need more specialized care, like mental health counseling, physical therapy, and more. Legislators passed a bill to modernize staffing requirements, letting specialized caregivers work with nursing center staff. Encourage Governor DeSantis to sign HB 1239 so our vulnerable seniors can get the care that they need and deserve. Sponsored by the Florida Healthcare Association.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, the Bible tells us they took his body and wrapped it in strips of cloth with spices according to Jewish custom. When their work was done, the stone was rolled into place, sealing the tomb. Some of the greatest blessings in life are the sounds that we hear. But inside the tomb, there was total silence. Have you ever experienced silence from God? Ever wonder if he hears us or even cares? Well, you can know this for sure. God always hears and cares. But sometimes he works powerfully in times of silence. The silent tomb became an empty tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. Easter is a great reminder that even when God is silent, He's always working. You can still trust Him. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll find a place to worship the risen Lord this Easter.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid zone, juried artists and crafters, and free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 60th Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 23rd and 24th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. We'll have live entertainment, great food, a children's art area, and more. Visit ApopkaArtandFoliageFestival.org.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for listening and joining me this morning. If you miss any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you can go to the website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the topics I've discussed in each show on audioboom.com, and that's free of charge. I hope you come out and see me today. I will be at the City of Sanford's WaterWise event at Lowe's right there off of Orlando Drive. And so... Orlando Avenue, I think it is. But it's the Lowe's in Sanford. Come and see me. Bring me your photographs, your landscape design, and I'll help you pick out plants. I'd love to do that. So let's go to Jerry in Citrus. He's been waiting. Thank you, Jerry, for calling in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning, Teresa. I have a question about growing the Oriental lily.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to do all that well, plus the bulb I plant is like a clove, some garlic.
Mm-hmm.
It has sections to it. And sometimes those sections will grow and sometimes they won't. But I plant the whole one, I get a big, beautiful lily with the blooms.
Okay. And does it not reappear next year? Doesn't bloom again for you?
Yes. The one that's the complete clove.
Yes.
You know, or bulb. It will bloom very nicely and get tall, about 4 feet high, and bloom with several flowers. But the ones that are just the individuals,
mm-hmm.
Cloves, I only get a small plant there that grows maybe a foot high and no blooms.
Okay. Now, how often do you fertilize, Jerry?
I fertilize once a week with a slow-release type thing and mulch and organic. It's planted in, you know, almost all organic.
Okay.
Compost.
Okay. And so, and you see the bulb each year. It's not something that it rots, but you see the leaves.
No.
You still have all the leaves.
Be rotting. The little cloves sometimes will disappear because of the squirrels and move around and then come up somewhere else.
Okay.
But they always come up, and you can tell right away because they have that whirl of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quickly put them into the correct area.
Okay. So now when you say you fertilize once a week, or you fertilize every week with a slow release,
yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. I would like to know the analysis of it. I don't want to know the name, but the analysis of it. But, you know, that may be a little too much. You may be fertilizing it so that it produces leaves, but it doesn't have the thought process. It doesn't have the direction of producing blooms. So you want to put down a blooming fertilizer on it.
Okay, and that will give me a stronger stem?
Yes, that should give you a stronger flower. Okay, but now also, too, that the greenhouses in the nurseries that grow them, the growers, they have a whole process of producing flowers that make a beautiful flower for sale at Easter time, Mother's Day, you know, when you see them all out. And so it's kind of like chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums will bloom twice a year. But they're not as big as what they were originally. So that's maybe the issue with yours, is that you have this one big bloom from when it came from the nursery, and then subsequent years, they're not going to be as big, okay, because they're in the ground and the fertilizing is different. So what I suggest to you is to use a blooming fertilizer. Make sure that they are getting enough water but not too much water, and that they're in full sun.
Oh, okay, and no slow release on the blooming fertilizer.
Well, the blooming fertilizer should be slow release, but you don't use it once a week. That's why I'm thinking you may be over fertilizing. So read the label, and if it's slow release, that means it's going to be you fertilize every month or every 3 months, and there's even fertilizers out there in the box stores that are every 6 months, and that's all you need to fertilize.
Okay, the flower I get is non-aromic, no aroma to it.
Uh-huh.
That means it's the Oriental one, I guess, versus the Asian one. And it's not the Easter lily.
It's not the Easter lily. And so it may be the amaryllis. Are you talking about amaryllis?
Oh, no, no.
No, these are the Oriental.
They're definitely the Far Eastern varieties. Oh. It's just that sometimes I get confused with the Asian one, but when I get the flower on that one, it's fragrant.
Wonderful. And so these others are not. They just may be a different variety, and they may not have as strong a bloom. And sometimes when you hybridize flowers, that's one of the things that goes, is that they lose their fragrance. So I would read the label, make sure you're fertilizing only what the label tells you to do, and that way you'll get a nice bloom.
Yes, this one has a name to it because it was hybridized.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Tonto, something like that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Send me a picture of it. I'd love to see a picture of it, Jerry.
Okay. Booms, yeah.
Okay. And let me know how you do, okay?
Yeah, thank you. It's supposed to bloom tomorrow.
It's supposed to bloom tomorrow. Okay. Well, that's good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And so we can go to our text messages here. Let's see. Let me go right here. And
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Pumpkins.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so just to recap, anybody that's new to listening, I tried to have a huge garden full of nothing but pumpkins and sunflowers because I'm ridiculous. And so therefore I had purple pumpkins, pink pumpkins, blue pumpkins, ginormous, little yellow, little boo ones, the white, you name it, I had it.
Right.
Okay. I never knew there were different color pumpkins.
Oh, there are.
Oh,
wait.
They're blue
just
pumpkins.
Wait.
Wow. Blue pumpkins, white pumpkins, pink pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Oh, just wait. If Jesus is good to me this season, all right? And I will have one in the studio for you in the fall. Okay, so back to recapping. So I started seeing this little brown stuff on the leaves. And we used to have a Great Dane at that time. So I figured it looked like he went and lifted his leg, you know, and damaged the leaves.
Right.
So then I come in here and, everything's blooming. Pumpkins are starting to pop up, everything. And I come in here and I'm like, Teresa, what's this on my leaves? And she's like, wow. She's like, boy, that sure is, that was nice that you had pumpkins. And I go, what do you mean had? I go, they're still growing. She says, not no more. And I go, excuse me? And she says, fungus. She goes, say goodbye to your crop. It'll be gone in 2 weeks. And dadgummit, I did the little rain dance outside naked and everything else trying to get it to stay. And she was right. So I am fixing to attempt again to plant pumpkins. I am so leery.
Okay, well, so we like them to be dry, but I mean moist. They need to have watering, but too much water is not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just want to control your watering, fertilize. But if you need to and you think you're going to have that fungus issue, you need to prevent it.
Okay.
So fungus is not curable. It's only prevented.
Okay.
And so you can spray a fungicide on it. Once it gets some leaves and they get some size to them, and what I mean, you know, about 2 to 3 inches, once a week you can apply the fungicide.
Okay.
Follow the label. If it says every 2 weeks, then put it down every 2 weeks. Okay, and that you should have some good luck, and then make sure you're fertilizing.
I think we may have been actually overwatering it, to be honest with you. And I didn't think about putting the rain gauge out in the garden to make sure, because we did have a little bit of rain last, you know, August, September-ish, mm-hmm. and we had quite a bit of rain compared to normal.
Right.
And, I think you were right. I think we actually ended up overwatering it.
Yeah, overwatering. I will tell you, watering is the issue in most gardens. When it all gets down to it, it's either not enough or too much. So having a rain gauge is a really good thing. You want to put it in a location where it's not obstructed, that you can get a good downpour, light rain. It goes right into the rain gauge.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to your colorful pumpkins.
I will bring you some.
That's wonderful. We got just a few seconds. If you'd like to give us a call right after the top of the hour, we 1-888-455-2967. We are going to be talking with Carol Michael. She's a garden author, podcaster, and blogger. She's called the Irma Bombeck of gardening, and I love to have Carol on during holidays. It's springtime, and we're going to be digging delightfully with Easter in the garden with Carol. And we're also going to be taking your phone calls and text messages. So that is 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So a real quick text message. My magnolia tree is blooming. Should I fertilize it? Depends on how tall it is. If it's a new tree, yes, you want to fertilize it with an acidic fertilizer. So look on the label, make sure it's for acidic plants, and follow the label on it. So trees, shrubs, and bushes up to about 7 years old, they need to be fertilized on a regular basis. So until they're established, and then you can do it less often. All right. So we are coming from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. So proud to have them as sponsors. They take care of all of your pest issues with environmentally safe pesticides. So they're organic. If it's Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
There's a little secret shared by all 21 million of us who live here in Florida. We live in paradise, especially when we're out on the water all year round. So let's stay safe, Florida, and develop a life jacket habit. Always wear your life jacket as we rediscover the joy of being out on the water. Keep yourself safe. Keep your family safe. Enjoy the water and wear a life jacket. For more information, visit myfwc.com. That's myfwc.com. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.